Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are still a few months away from the NFL draft, but as we know around here in Detroit, the NFL draft is the Lions Super Bowl. But since they've won one playoff game since 1957, one of the most renowned draft nicks, if you want to call a person a draft nick, the founder, owner, the big kahuna of draftanalyst.com is Tony Pauline. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Let's talk localize this for a little bit before we talk about this draft. The Lions historically not recent history under Bob Quinn. How do you think they've done? I mean, Decker the first year among them, and then this past year, I thought they actually did pretty well with Ragnow and Kerryon Johnson, among others.
Yeah, on paper they do well, and they're able to transition some of those guys over into good NFL players. They just can't seem to get over the hump. I mean, look at Ezekiel Ansah. Guys had a good year, a good career, and it's likely they're going to lose them. They're just missing, you know, some of the ingredients to pull everything together. I think when you come out of the drafts and you look at the Detroit Lions drafts on paper, they look very good. But I mean, you know, even Eric Ebron, yeah, I mean, looks good on paper. The Lions really don't develop him, and now he's kicking butt for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, he never, you know, he had some personal things. People
right.
never got,
right.
you know, used to the fact, oh, my God, this guy was drafted 10th. We could have had Aaron Donald, or if you wanted to go receiver, we could have had OBJ. And he dropped a lot of balls, and social media instincts and manners, if you want to use that term, were not great. So he never endeared himself. The biggest problem with him was not that the Lions lost him, was they never replaced him with anything. No, you know, tight end threat at all. The pass draft, though, you know, pretty good. Frank Ragnow, I mean, a lot of people said, who's he when he was drafted? The casual fan. He had a pretty good year, don't you think?
He did, as did Kerryon Johnson. My point about Ebron is drafts, after draft weekend, when you look at a team's draft, people get all excited about it. But all it is names on a piece of paper. And, you know, what you have to do is you have to take those names that are on a piece of paper and develop it into football talent, the football production. And at times they seem to have some difficulties doing that. And I look at Ebron. You know, you mentioned, well, he dropped passes. He didn't do this well. He's doing quite well in Indianapolis. So obviously they were able to extract out of him what the Lions had hoped they could, but didn't.
Well, they have Andrew Luck, and we have Matthew Stafford. So that could be part of it as well. Also this past year they traded up. They traded a third round pick in this coming draft to get a fourth round pick last year, and we're sitting there going, why the hell would they do that? And they got Deshaun Hand out of that, and he had a great rookie year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he was underrated. I could understand why they would make that trade. Deshaun Hand, moving towards the 2018 draft, was more second round value. You know, he fell for a variety of reasons. One of those reasons is the fact that Alabama defensive linemen, pass rushers, guys up front, don't always translate well to the next level because they enter the league tapped out. He also had an average Senior Bowl. He didn't have a great Senior Bowl, but I thought that making that trade was a good one because Deshaun Hand was great value in the fourth round last year.
Last year, obviously, quarterbacks were the big story of the draft. This year, not so much. How many quarterbacks do you think will be taken in the first round, and how early does Haskins go?
I think Haskins is a top 10 pick. You got the Giants, New York Giants, and the Jacksonville Jaguars at the top there who are desperate for a quarterback, or at least the Giants, a future quarterback anyway. Daniel Jones is going to go, I believe, right now, bottom third of round one. He is playing in the Senior Bowl. The Senior Bowl is the kingmaker at the quarterback position. So if he has a terrific week of practices at the Senior Bowl, a la Carson Wentz or Phillip Rivers or Joe Flacco, he could really improve his draft stock. And then I think the wild card is Kyler Murray. I mean, we saw the report yesterday that the Oakland A's expect him to declare for the draft. You know, where is he going to go? I think that is a major wild card. Right now, I struggle to see him as a first-round pick. Is he first-round talent? Yes, he's a first-round athlete. He has a first-round arm. You know, the guy's going to be under 6 foot tall. He's got a baseball career. But he could go first round. There's absolutely no doubt about it. It's just not to my liking.
At the top of the draft, Arizona, you wouldn't think, needs a quarterback. They drafted Rosen. 49ers have Garoppolo. The Jets have Darnold. Raiders maybe, depending on what Gruden feels about Derek Carr. So do you anticipate Arizona, the 49ers, and the Jets keeping their picks? Or you mentioned the Giants, Jaguars, or even maybe John Elway needs a quarterback, somebody to move up into the top three?
I'm going to let's just assume for this conversation that Quinnen Williams of Alabama enters the draft.
Right.
This draft, you talked about how all the talk last year was about the quarterbacks. The fact is this year's draft could be a historic draft on the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
There is that much talent. There is that much outstanding talent. So, I mean, will there be movement? Well, you got to look at the Arizona Cardinals or San Francisco 49ers. Do they want to move down and maybe miss out on drafting a Nick Bosa, selecting a Nick Bosa or a Quinnen Williams? I do think that San Francisco is very likely to attempt to move down because three of the last four drafts, they have selected defensive linemen in the first round, and two of those guys were top 10 selections. And what happens is when you continually crowd a position like that with early picks, you eventually put yourself into salary cap hell. So of those teams, I could absolutely see the Niners roaching, maybe moving down with a team like the Jaguars who want to skip over the Giants to make sure that they get a quarterback, and Tom Coughlin can again, you know, stick it to his old team, and then maybe moving down to get a one of the top-rated cornerbacks like Greedy Williams.
The Lions will be picking eighth. They obviously need, you mentioned Ansah probably won't come back. They need an edge rusher. Well, they need a lot of things, but they could use a linebacker, and they could also use another cornerback. The Greedy Williams would be great there. I don't think he'll be gone. What do you see the Lions doing?
Well, I think there is a good chance Greedy Williams could be there. But, you know, another guy would be Rashawn Gary of Michigan, who I don't think he played as well in 2018 as he did in 2017, though we had the shoulder issue. He's an explosive guy off the edge. He's a terrific athlete with decent size as well as growth potential. That would be a consideration. If Devin White enters the draft, he's going to go relatively early. I mean, Raekwon Smith, he's a Raekwon Smith type of linebacker, and we saw how early Raekwon Smith went. Depending on the, you know, how they would use him, I'm not a big fan of Josh Allen of Kentucky being a top 10 selection, although I could see it because he is a terrific pass rusher, more of a 3-4 outside linebacker, but he can come out of a 3-point stance. So I think the Lions are in a good position, and they're going to get a very good defensive player that can help them immediately.
Well, you mentioned Rashawn Gary, so since we're talking about Michigan and we're here, is Devin Bush a first-round pick? Because he had a great year.
Yeah, but he's more of a two-down defender. The short answer is no. I think he's a second-day pick. I mean, number one, he's a little bit short. Number two, yeah, he's very good in the box and up the field. But if you watch the film, even especially the Ohio State game before he got injured, when he's asked to cover running backs or tight ends out of the backfield, he can't get his head back around and locate the action. You got to put him in his own type of system, as opposed to, say, Raekwon Smith last year, who was able to do well in coverage, get his head back around, locate the pass in the air. I think the fact that he's more of a two-down defender, that he's going to be under 6 foot tall, I think that all adds up to a second-day pick for Bush.
So out of the three Williams, Quinnen Williams, the offensive line lineman Williams at Alabama, or Greedy Williams, who's the best Williams?
Oh, hands down, Quinnen Williams. Jonah Williams of Alabama, the offensive tackle, doesn't even factor in that conversation. I know a lot of people have him mocked as a top 10 pick. He got exploited against Clemson. Cleveland Farrell just annihilated him at times. He's more. I don't know. If he's going to be a left tackle in the NFL. I think he's going to be more of a guard. But hands down, Quinnen Williams didn't have the national title game that a lot of us expected him to have. But if you look at weeks 1 to 14, he was absolutely dominant, and he improved every week. He's just a great combination of size, power, athleticism, explosion, a three-down player who can disrupt the action behind the line of scrimmage rush the passer, stuff the run, and, or hold the gaps.
Somebody else in that title game who I've seen projected as high as, you know, 15 or 10 in some mocks also did not have a really good title game, and that's a safety from Alabama, Thompson. He really looked mediocre to me in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he's a guy who really came out of nowhere. Didn't start too much in 2017, was really hot early in the game, but as you said, was exploited by a Clemson team. Both offense and defense, everyone wants to talk about the quarterback, but that whole team was hitting on all cylinders that entire game.
As far as Michigan State is concerned, their best players announced that they're coming back. Down the line, I mean, it's still early. How do you project Kenny Willekes and maybe Raekwon Williams?
Willekes is he's a hardworking college defensive end. I don't know how he projects at the next level. I just don't know that he's that great of an athlete. That he's going to be anything other than a late-round pick. I do like Cole Chewins a lot, the tackle. I think he's a guy that can go relatively early. He showed consistent progress over the past two seasons. Plays that left tackle spot. I think he's a guy who could go relatively early.
And
I got to tell you this. The guy I do like out of Michigan State is their cornerback, Justin Lane.
Yeah.
He does not get the amount of love or the amount of talk that he should. He's a tall, athletic corner. He's got excellent ball skills. I would recommend anybody go back and watch the Ohio State film because he basically shut down those Ohio State receivers, and they got a good group there.
And they also, Josiah Scott, who's an underclassman, he's not coming out probably till after next year. He's really good.
Correct, as well as the other safety, Dowell's good.
Yes, indeed. One quick thing about it really stunned me that he was projected to be an NFL player, and he's – or a good draft pick, and he's coming back to school. And that's Shea Patterson. He just shows me nothing as far as an NFL future.
In 2018, you know, I can understand that argument. In 2017, when he was at Mississippi, he was lighting it up when he wasn't injured. I mean, he was phenomenal at Mississippi, and it just so happened that he's the same type of quarterback. He's the same size. He's the same sort of substance as the player who was taken with the first pick of the 2018 draft, Baker Mayfield. So, you know, I agree. Off of last year, I mean, right now it looks like transferring to Michigan was probably the worst move he can make as far as his next level is concerned. We'll have to wait and see what happens next year. I mean, was 2017 the exception to the rule? I'm sorry, is 2018 the exception to the rule, or was just 2017 just a one-off season for him?
Well, he's got a coach in Harbaugh who plays a little bit too conservative, so maybe they got a new offensive coordinator they announced yesterday. Maybe they'll let Shea Patterson actually have a little more freedom, and maybe that'll help.
You would hope so. I mean, a lot of it was his own doing. I mean, early on, especially that first game against Notre Dame, he was missing passes that he should have connected on, which really hampered Michigan. Their offense was never in the game. He's a good athlete. He's got an arm. He's a playmaking type of quarterback. He's got to learn to be a passer, though.
Do you think we'll ever, final thing, get to the day where they're going to let guys come out even earlier? Because all the talk this week about Trevor Lawrence, oh, he could play in the league tomorrow, which I think is bull. But
I would agree with you. In fact, we had one foolish well-known sports talk show host here in New York basically said he's Hall of Fame material. I mean, that's getting going over the top. Answer your question, I hope not, and I think not, because remember, this is bargained by the CBA, and the earlier you let guys in the draft, what it means is it's detrimental to the veterans. So if you start letting guys who are in college for their second year into the draft and into the league, what could happen is veterans, higher-priced veterans, could be shown the door. But from a physical point of view, I don't think you can do it because it's just such a physically demanding game. The violent contact. A guy like Trevor Lawrence, even as a true sophomore, I don't know how long he would be able to hold up under an NFL rush. As outstanding as he is, despite how much upside potential he has, it's still a game of physical maturity.
It's draftanalyst.com, the creator, the man, the legend, Tony Pauline. Tony, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.